哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹，大家安息日平安。
Hallelujah, peace be with everyone on the Sabbath.
在这个神所赐福的日子里，愿主的恩惠平安能够与我们众人同在。
On this blessed day, may God's peace and joy be with each one of us.
在这个安息日的早上，我们要一同从马可福音当中来做学习。
And this morning, our Sabbath service, we will study together from Mark.
我们请翻到马可福音的第十一章。
Let us turn to Mark chapter 11.
马可福音的第十一章。
Mark chapter 11.
我们来看马可福音十一章的第一节
,verse 1。
第一节
,verse 1。
耶稣和门徒将近耶路撒冷，到了伯法奇和伯大尼，在橄榄山那里，耶稣就打发两个门徒，第二节
,2。
对他们说，你们往对面的村子里去，一进去的时候必看见一匹驴驹拴在那里，是从来没有人骑过的，可以解开牵来，第三节
Verse 3.
若有人对你说为什么做这事，你们就说主要用它，那人必要立时让你们牵来，第四节
Verse 4.
他们去了，便看见一匹驴驹拴在门外街道上，就把它解开，在那里站着的人有几个说，你们解驴驹做什么，第六节
5 and 6.
门徒照着耶稣所说的回答，那些人就任凭他们牵去了，第七
7.
他们把驴驹牵到耶稣那里，把自己的衣服搭在上面，耶稣就骑上，第八节
8.
有许多人把衣服铺在路上，也有人把田间的树枝砍下来铺在路上，前行后随的人都喊着说，何善那奉主名来的，是应当称颂的，第十
10.
那将要来的是我祖大卫之国，是应当称颂的，高高在上，何善那，十一节
11.
耶稣进了耶路撒冷，入了圣殿，周围看了各样物件，天色已晚，就和十二个门徒出城往伯大尼去了。在这里圣经记载着耶稣进到耶路撒冷。
Here it describes how Jesus entered Jerusalem.
从马可福音的第十一章开始
，Starting from Mark chapter 11,
已经迈入了耶稣在世上侍奉的最后一段时间。
It is the beginning of the last portion of servitude in Jesus' life.
从来到耶路撒冷，荣耀进入圣城。
Ever since he gloriously enters the holy city.
到城中行神迹，在城中讲道理教训人。
And then within the city, he performs miracles and preaches the gospel.
到最后被抓拿，被鞭打，最后被钉死在十字架上。
And then finally he is arrested and then beaten and then crucified.
所以从十一章开始，已经进入了耶稣在世上侍奉工作的最后一段时间。
So starting from chapter 11, he is already entering the final stage of his servitude.
而这伟大的事工，这成就救恩的道路，是从进入耶路撒冷开始。
And the beginning of his work of salvation begins once he enters Jerusalem.
在这里耶稣荣耀进入耶路撒冷城。
Here, Jesus gloriously enters into Jerusalem.
在这个过程当中，有许多人参与，有许多人在其中扮演不同的角色。
And within this process, many people participated within this, and some people played different roles.
所以我们今天早上就从这一段的记载当中来看看我们可以学习到什么。
So this morning we will study this passage and see what we can learn from it.
使我们在荣耀的侍奉当中能成为其中的一份子。
So that we can also be a part of a glorious servitude of God.
在这里讲说耶稣要进圣城。
Here it says that Jesus needs to enter Jerusalem.
而且按照预言， 他是要骑着驴驹来进入圣城。
And according to prophecy, he must enter riding on a colt.
啊，所以按照我们刚刚所念的，耶稣就派门徒去牵了一批驴驹回来。
So as we just read, Jesus sent his disciples to go and to get a colt.
啊，在我们这里所看见的第一件事。
And the first thing that we see.
就是主耶稣差派两个门徒去做这件事情。
Is that Jesus sent two of his disciples to do this?
牵一批驴驹非常困难吗？
Is it very difficult to go and find a colt?
难道一定要两个人才能够处理这样重要的事情吗？
Is it so difficult that you need to have two people to do this task?
其实不需要的。
Actually, it is not.
一只小驴子一个人一拉一牵就回来了。
It's a small colt. One person needs to lead it back, and that's
it. 这是一项简单的工作。
It's a very simple task.
应该没有什么压力，没有什么困难。
Shouldn't have a lot of pressure or difficulty.
任何一个成年人都能够做得到。
And any adult could do it.
但是就算是一件简单的工作。
But even if it's such a simple task.
耶稣仍然派两个门徒来一起处理这件事情。
Jesus still sent two of the disciples to take care of this together.
我们可以看到说耶稣在圣经当中给我们留下很重要的榜样。
And we see that in doing this, Jesus leaves us a very good example.
主耶稣派门徒出去工作都是两个两个的派出去。
When Jesus sent out disciples, he always sent them out two by two.
为什么需要两个两个派出去呢？
Why did they need to be two by two?
使得彼此当中能够互相帮助，软弱之中可以互相的扶持。
So that they can help each other and in their weaknesses they can lift each other up.
我们来看传道书。
Let us look at Ecclesiastes.
我们看传道书的第四章。
Let us look at Ecclesiastes chapter 4.
传道书的第四章第九节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 4 verse 9.
第九节
Nine.
两个人总比一个人好，因为两人劳碌同得美好的果效。第十节
Verse ten.
若是跌倒，这人可以扶起他的同伴，若是孤身跌倒，没有别人扶起他来，这人就有祸了。所以圣经里面不断地提醒我们。
So throughout the Bible, it often reminds us.
在信仰的路上，我们需要有好的同伴。
That we need to have good spiritual companions on this journey of
faith. 在参与事工的过程当中，我们也要有属灵的同工。
And as we are doing holy work, we also need spiritual co-workers.
如果我们在属灵的路上常常感到孤单。
If we often feel lonely on the spiritual journey.
如果在侍奉神的路上回头一看，常常只剩下我一人。
And oftentimes when you look back, you feel that it's only just yourself.
那这个时候我们要谨慎小心，因为我们可能落在危险当中。
That this time we need to be very careful and alert because we may have fallen into danger.
为什么一个人常常会觉得只剩我一人呢？
Why is it that a person would think it's just me left?
为什么有人常常做工做到最后只有他一个人呢？
Or why does a person do work until at the end they feel they are the only one doing it?
我们常常把责任都归咎在别人的身上。
Sometimes we put the responsibility on other people.
其他人没有办法配合我。
And we blame other people, saying that other people can't work well with me.
没有人跟得上我的脚步。
Other people can't follow along in my steps.
有些人观念有问题。
Some people have problems in their concepts or thinking.
所以千错万错从来不是我的错。
So everything is wrong with others, but it's never my fault.
我们常觉得别人很奇怪。
We often think that others are odd.
或者觉得别人做事有错误。
Or it is other people that in the way they do things is wrong.
我们感觉别人态度有问题。
We think other people have an attitude problem.
或者是其他人的个性难以相处。
Or that, their personalities are difficult to get along with.
却不知道说其实在大家的眼中我们可能才是教会里的怪物。
But in the eyes of other people, we may not realize that we are the one that is the difficult one.
不是别人有问题，是你个性很奇怪。
It is not that other people have a problem, but it's your own personality has issues.
不是别人没办法跟你同工，是你拒绝任何人进入你的世界。
It is not that other people are unwilling to work with you, but you reject other people from entering into your world.
你拒绝跟别人沟通。
You reject communicating with others.
你否定任何跟你不同的意见。
And you reject any opinion that is different from yours.
你不要任何跟你不同的做法。
You don't want to do anything with anyone who does things differently than you.
所以当我们觉得别人有问题的时候，
So when we feel that everybody has problems, we need to realize that probably we are the biggest problem. And if it ever happens that when you are doing work and you end up being the only one,
在我们指责别人, 或者是, 在我们指责别人以前, 可能要先看看自己。
Before we blame others, let us look at ourselves.
所以主耶稣告诉我们说, 侍奉都要有同伴。
And so Jesus tells us that we have to have a companion together in our holy work.
不只是在软弱的时候可以帮助我们,
Not only can they help us in times when we are weak,
更能够在我们走偏的时候, 指出我们的问题来。
But when we are walking astray, they will point out our issues.
所以有时候我们身旁常常出现一些 讨厌的人啊,
so oftentimes, besides us, often appears very annoying people.
你会觉得说很奇怪啊, 主啊, 你为什么要把这些奇怪的人放在我身边?
And we may think it's odd that why, God, do you put these very annoying people around me?
我讲什么他就有意见, 我的想法, 他都要反对一下。
If I say something, they always have opinion. If I say something else, then they always oppose me.
为什么?
Why?
那是因为主耶稣爱你啊。
It is because Jesus loves you.
主耶稣希望借由在你身边放下跟你个性不同的人。
And this is why Jesus puts people with different personalities around you.
来帮助我们更能够看清楚, 看明白自己。
To help us to better see ourselves and understand ourselves better.
因为当你身旁都是跟你类似, 跟你一样的人,
because when you are surrounded by people who are always the same as you,
你的生命路程当中就非常容易出现共同的盲点。
Then together on your path or journey, you will have the same blind spots.
如果你是个右眼瞎掉的人啊,
if you are blind in your right eye,
右边都看不到,
you cannot see anything out to the right of you.
因为这样所以你只喜欢那个右眼瞎,
and in that way, then you only like other people who are blind in their right eye.
因为跟你一样啊,
because they're the same as you.
我们都是一样的, 我们有一样的想法, 一样的, 一样的观念。
So we are all the same, we think the same way.
最后就是统统都掉到右边的洞里面去啊。
Then at the end, all of you will fall into a hole that is on the right side of you.
但是如果神在你生命当中给你安排一个左眼瞎掉的呢?
But if God arranges somebody in your life who is blind in their left eye,
刚刚好啊, 一个看左边, 一个看右边,
then it is perfect because one person looks to the right and the other person looks to the left.
互相扶持就走在正路当中啊。
And when they support each other, then they can walk on the right path.
所以我们在这里看到工作要有同伴。
So we see that in our work, we need to have a companion.
借着不断的彼此的摩擦, 铁磨铁磨出刃来啊。
And through through the friction or the
grinding.
Through grinding, then we can be refined.
借着这样子让我们彼此都能够更好。
And then we can both improve.
在这里讲说他们就去
And so here we see that they both went to find a cult.
这是一件很简单的工作。
This was a very simple task.
所以第四节告诉我们。
So in verse 4 it tells us.
他说他们去了就看到一批驴驹被拴在门外的街道上。
So they went on their way and found the colt tied by the door outside on the street.
就要把它解开,
so they wanted to loose it and to bring it back.
但是在第五节告诉我们啊,
but in verse 5 it says,
突然有人就站出来了,
then suddenly some people came out.
告诉他们说, 你们在做什么?
And said, what are you doing?
你们为什么解这个驴驹?
Why are you loosing the colt?
这驴驹又不是你的。
That colt is not yours.
你们为什么解开它?
And why are you loosing that colt?
所以这个工作并不是非常的顺利。
So this work was not extremely smooth.
我们总是觉得说, 如果是神的旨意, 就应该一帆风顺, 不是吗?
Sometimes we think that if it is the will of God, then everything should be smooth.
所以有些人啊, 他们对判断神的旨意啊, 方法非常有趣啊。
And so some people are very humorous in the way that they decide whether it's something is God's will or not.
只要很顺利就是神的旨意。
As long as everything goes smoothly, then it must be the will of God.
如果遇到困难跟障碍, 那就是神在阻止我啦。
And if they meet any difficulties or challenges, then God is stopping me.
我们有时候把事情想得太容易了。
Sometimes we think of things too simply.
甚至啊, 有些人啊, 就会用, 有些人啊, 他们, 要做事之前啊, 他们的祷告的方式就很奇怪啊。
And so sometimes before something, an event, then the way that people pray can be very odd.
就像我们昨天晚上有谈到的那个读书没有时间读书的那个姐妹。
Just like yesterday night, we talked about the sister who didn't have time to study.
因为她没有时间读书，所以她考虑安息日不要来聚会啦。
And because she didn't have time to study, she thought about not keeping the Sabbath service.
可是又知道守安息日是神的要求，是圣经上面的要求。
But she knew that the Bible tells us that Sabbath is a requirement of God, the command of God.
所以啊，就祷告求问神的旨意啊。
So then she prayed to God for His will.
然后啊，告诉自己说。
And she told herself.
她说啊，你没有说 no 啊，那就是 yes 啦。
If you don't say no, then that must be a yes.
如果你没有阻止我。
If you don't stop me.
你没有让我安息日没有聚会，结果就出车祸啊，就生病啊，就怎么样？你没有阻止我，那表示你认同啦。
Like if, for example, if you don't allow me to get into a car accident or be punished by not keeping the Sabbath, then that means that you do approve of me not keeping it.
有时候我们就用这种非常简单的方式来判断说是不是神的旨意。
So sometimes we use these very black and white ways of deciding whether it's God's will or not.
可是你看到这里啊，解驴驹是神是主耶稣所吩咐的。
But here we see that getting the colt was the command of Jesus.
但是这件事情当中一样遇到了困难，一样遇到了质疑。
But even so, they still met with challenges and obstacles.
虽然但在这里你看到了有人出来质疑他们。
And we see that here someone came and pointed up and called them out.
那如果你是门徒，你要有什么反应？
And if you were a disciple, what would your response be?
遇到压力了，有困难了，哎呀，这个一定不是神的旨意。
If you were meeting with pressure, or an obstacle, you say, oh, this must not be God's will then.
这个神的时候还没有到啦，我们遇到困难了，我们再等等吧。
And we think that it may not be God's time yet, or we must wait.
哈该书的第一章告诉我们啊。
Haggai chapter 1 tells us.
哈该书第一章，以色列百姓说，哎呀，建造神圣殿的时候还没有到啊。
That the Israelites said that it is not time yet to build the house of God.
为什么？因为很困难，因为有压力，因为要花钱啊。
Why? Because it is very difficult and it has a lot of pressure and it requires a lot of money.
所以他们说啊，哎呀，那个时候还没有到，时候还没有到啊。
So they kept saying it's not time yet, it's not time yet.
但是神怎么说？
But what did God say?
神说啊，你们只单顾自己的生活，却让我的殿荒凉。
He says that you only care about your own homes, but you allow my temple to be desolate.
所以我就不祝福你们。
So I will not bless you.
你们虽然努力的耕种，
even though you are very diligent in harvesting,
但是你们收获的却少。
In farming, but you will harvest very little.
虽然你们付出很多的辛劳来赚钱，
even though you put a lot of effort into making money,
但是你的钱囊却破洞，不知不觉的全部流掉。
But you will have a hole in your money bags, and it will always be disappearing.
神说，因为我的心不喜悦你们啊。
Because God said that my heart is not pleased with you.
所以我们不要把我们不要一遇到困难就马上退缩，就说这不是神的旨意。
So when we meet with difficulties, we should not, just not immediately say this must not be the will of God.
你看门徒按照主耶稣的吩咐来做事，他们一样遇到压力。
We see that the disciples they did as Jesus commanded, and they still met with pressure.
当他们来牵这个驴驹的时候
，when they went to find a colt,
那个人这旁边站的人出来说，你在做什么
？The people around called out to them, "Why? What are you doing?"
他们不是说，哎呀，赶快啊，拿去用，来，我帮你解。
They didn't support them, saying, "Oh, hurry, go ahead and take it, and we'll help you."
他是说你在做什么啊
？He said, "What are you doing?"
结果怎么办呢
？And so then, what happened?
我们看第六节。
Let's look at verse 6。
门徒照着耶稣所说的回答，那人就任凭他们迁去的。在这里说，当你遇到问题，当你遇到困难
，Here it tells us that when we meet with difficulties and challenges，
侍奉路上遇到压力
，When you meet with pressure in your work，
你要怎么办
？Then what do you do？
很多时候，我们都想很多自己的方法
，A lot of times we think of many of our own methods，
想要依靠自己的经验来处理
，We want to rely on our own experience to handle it。
以致有时候我们啊，把小事做成大事，大事做成坏事啊。
And sometimes in this sense we make small things into big things。And we mess up things.
因为有时候人的智慧不见得能够成就神的旨意。
Because the wisdom of man cannot always accomplish the will of God.
过去的经验不代表你现在一定能够成功。
Your previous experience does not guarantee that you will be successful right now.
所以当你一直要用自己的口才、能力、人情、压力来完成一些事情。
So when you want to use your eloquence and your own abilities and your connections to
accomplish something. 常常到最后啊，就把 事情越弄越糟。
Sometimes, things get become bigger and bigger of a mess.
而在这里说，当门徒他们遇到困难、遇到问题
，and so here we see that once they met with difficulties and problems,
他们没有在自己的身上去找答案。
They did not look for the answer upon themselves.
这里说，他们就按照耶稣所说的来回答，就这么简单。
Here it says that very simply they just spoke to them just as Jesus had commanded.
问题就解决了。
And then the problem was solved.
所以在生命当中有问题。
So when you have problems in your life,
在神的话上一定有你需要的答案。
The word of God has the answer for you.
哦，这门徒没有说，哎呀，我解没有啊，解释啊，我解驴驹啊，因为怎么样？这样他没有解释啊。
The disciples did not just start explaining and explaining why they are doing what they are doing.
啊，他也没有叫旁边那个同伴啊，说，哎，大家凑一凑看多少钱，要不然租一下好了。
Or he did not say to others around them, oh, let's see how much we can pitch in and rent this colt.
然后跟那个主人啊，你勾协啊，跟他谈谈价格啊，说，哎，这个有点贵，你这个驴驹这么小，哦。
And then try to start negotiating with the owner that, oh, look, this colt is so little, so can you give us a cheaper price?
没有啊，他们就很简单，就按照主所吩咐的来回答对方。
No, they didn't do that. They just very simply spoke what Jesus had commanded them to do.
当神的话被说出来。
And as soon as the word of God was spoken.
事就这样成了，问题就解决了。
And then the, things were accomplished smoothly.
啊，所以我们在生命当中，如果遇到一些困难，跟难以处理的一些问题。
And so if we meet with difficulties or obstacles in our life,
我们要学会把我们的问题带到耶稣的面前。
We need to learn how to bring our problems to Jesus.
借着祷告寻求神的帮助。
And through prayer, ask for Jesus' help.
借着圣经找到处理的正确方法。
And through the Bible, find the correct way to deal with it.
能够得到属灵的智慧，知道主耶稣要我们怎么样做。
And to use a spiritual wisdom to know what to do.
好，所以这些门徒就按照主的吩咐，那人就让他们把驴驹牵走了。
So they, the disciples did accord, spoke according to what Jesus said, and then they allowed them to take the colt.
而他们就把这个驴驹带回来，带到耶稣的面前。
Then they brought the colt to Jesus' presence.
啊，当耶稣骑着驴驹进入耶路撒冷城。
And when Jesus was riding the colt into Jerusalem.
这是非常荣耀、灿烂、耀眼的一刻。
It was a very glorious and magnificent sight.
因为这里讲说啊，整个合成的人，耶路撒冷的人都出来了，在旁边高声赞美，大声呼喊。
It was very festive because everybody came out and they were shouting and loudly and
praising. 在这荣耀的一刻，主耶稣骑在这一只驴驹上面进入了耶路撒冷城。
And in this glorious moment, Jesus rode the colt into Jerusalem.
圣经里面特别讲到这一只驴驹啊。
And the Bible specifically describes this colt.
我们看第二节。
Let us look at verse 2.
第二节这里说，你要看见一只驴驹拴在那里，是没有人骑过的，可以解开牵来。啊，在这里讲说，它是一只小驴子。
Here it says it is a colt or a baby donkey.
哦，所以小驴子代表它年纪小，体力差，身形也不壮硕。
So a baby would be not as strong physically and be smaller in stature.
有时候我们在想说啊，主耶稣为什么要用一只驴驹啊
？So sometimes we may ask ourselves, why would Jesus want to use a colt?
为什么不牵一匹哇很巨大的？的一匹马来呢
？Why would Jesus not use an entire herd of horses？
哦，不是很帅吗？骑白马这样的骑白马进城池，不是很帅吗
？Doesn't that look very grand to have white horses to enter the city on？
啊，你不要骑马，要不然你也骑一只大驴子嘛。
Or if you don't want to ride a horse, then at least ride a full-grown donkey。
啊，在那个年代啊，骑马跟骑驴子。进城是有不同的意义的。
At the time, there was a different meaning between entering the city on a horse or a colt.
啊，骑马进城的君王代表着是征服的荣耀。力量，征服的荣耀。
And so entering the city on a horse represents might and strength.
啊，但是如果骑驴子进城，是告诉这个城池的百姓说，我会用和平的方式对待你们。
But if you enter the city on a donkey, it tells the people that I will use a peaceful way to deal with the city.
哦，所以不管是骑马或骑驴子，那个都是当时的君王告诉这个被攻克城池的人，他所要表达出来的意思。
So whether the king enters on a horse or a donkey is what he is trying to convey to the people of the city.
啊，但是你不会骑一匹驴驹进城呐。
But you would not enter on a colt.
因为驴驹太脆弱。
Because a colt is too weak.
而且驴驹没有训练过。
And also a colt is untrained.
啊，但是啊，在这众多的选择当中，主耶稣就用了一匹小驴子。
But among all the choices that he had, Jesus chose to use a colt.
使他在这个人类历史当中光芒耀眼的一刻成为当中的一份子。
So that this colt would be a part of this very magnificent and glorious point of human history.
啊，这里到底要告诉你我什么呢？
And what does this tell you and me?
啊，告诉我们说，就算一匹无用的小驴驹仍然能够在神家成为耀眼的器皿。
And so it tells us that even a very useless and a weak colt can still become a useful vessel in the house of God.
没有训练过。
It has never been trained.
非常的软弱。
It was very weak.
没有力气。
It did not have strength.
但是如果愿意被主所用，仍然能够在这里参与这重要的一刻。
But if it was willing to be used by the Lord, then it could be a to have a part in this very important event.
所以我们今天就像这个小驴驹一样啊。
So today we are like this colt.
你跟我，我们并不是什么特别了不起的人物。
You and I were not so, outstanding.
啊，我们来看哥林多前书的第一章啊。
Let us look at 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书的第一章。
1 Corinthians chapter 1.
哥林多前书的一章二十六节。
First Corinthians chapter 1 verse 26。
弟兄们啊，可见你们蒙召的，按着肉体有智慧的不多，有能力的不多，有尊贵的也不多。二十七节。
27。
神却拣选了世上愚拙的，叫有智慧的羞愧；又拣选了世界上软弱的，叫那强壮的羞愧。二十八节。神也拣选那世上卑微的，被人厌恶的，以及那无有的，为要废掉那有的。二十九节。使一切有血气的，在神面前一个都不能自夸。在这里圣经上面告诉我们啊，
Here the Bible tells us.
他说啊，我们这些被神拣选的人并没有什么非常特别了不起的地方。
That those of us who are chosen are not so outstanding.
就像这一批没有训练过，没有被人骑过的驴驹一样。
Just like this untrained and this weak colt.
比力气比不过别人。
It was not stronger than others.
比训练比不过别人。
It was not more well trained than others.
比体格也比不过别人。
Even in stature, it was not greater than others.
但是一匹样样都没有的驴驹，
but a colt that had nothing,
一样能够在神面前承接大事，
was able to accomplish great things in the sight of God.
所以在提摩太前书里面告诉我们啊，
so 1 Timothy tells us,
提摩太前书的第四章第十二节，
1 Timothy chapter 4,
提摩太前书的四章十二节，
1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 12,
这里说不要叫人小看你年轻，总要在言语、行为、爱心、信心、清洁上都做信徒的榜样。啊，在这里保罗告诉年轻的传道提摩太。
Here Paul says to young preacher Timothy.
啊，说虽然你很年轻啊。
That even though you are young.
年轻不代表你需要软弱。
Just because you are young doesn't mean you have to be weak.
年轻不代表你需要脆弱。
It doesn't mean you have to be very fragile.
年轻不代表你就是无用。
Doesn't mean that you have to be useless.
就算你年轻，你若愿意，一样可以成为众人的榜样。
Just because you are young doesn't mean that you cannot be an example for everybody.
如同这一批小驴驹一样。
Just like this colt.
一样能被主所用。
He could be used by the Lord.
啊，但是这批驴驹要被主所用，有一个要求。
But in order to be used by the Lord, there was a requirement.
主没有需要你很强壮。
The Lord does not require that you have to be very strong.
主也没有需要你很聪明。
The Lord does not require you have to be smart.
主也没有需要你长得漂亮。
The Lord does not require that you have to be good looking.
但是主需要你能够顺服听命啊。
But the Lord requires that you have to be able to submit and to obey.
啊，当这批 驴驹被带到主耶稣的面前
And when this colt was brought in the presence of Jesus,
主耶稣就翻身骑上了这匹驴驹
Then Lord Jesus rode on this colt.
这一匹驴驹从来没有被人骑过
This colt had never been ridden on.
没有被训练，也从来没有担负过重担跟压力
It had never been trained before. It had never borne any weight.
这个时候突然主耶稣坐到他身上了
When all of a sudden Jesus rode on this colt.
不习惯呢
The colt is not used to it.
不舒服啊
It's not comfortable.
为什么这么重
Why is this person so heavy?
还要我去哪里
And then where does this person want me to go?
今天这个驴驹有可以不同的选择
This colt had many choices.
他可以选择把耶稣甩下身来啊
The colt could have shaken Jesus off.
我不愿意
And said, and not been willing.
我不喜欢
And said, I don't like this.
我拒绝这样的压力
And I reject this type of pressure.
耶稣你找别只吧
And Jesus, you can find another colt.
他可以把耶稣甩下身来
He could have tossed Jesus off.
就失去了进入圣城参与荣耀的一刻
Then he would have missed out on the opportunity and the glory of entering Jerusalem.
但是虽然这个驴驹没有被训练过
Even though this colt was untrained.
突然有个人就这样压在他的身上
And suddenly a weight was crushing on him.
但是这匹驴驹咬咬牙压着就压着吧
But this colt bore with this weight.
压着还要走路啊走路就走路吧
Okay, if I have to be sat on, then fine. And if I have to walk, then fine.
所以这匹驴驹到今天2000年后的我们还在从他身上做学习
And so this is why this colt 2000 years later we are still learning from it
所以很多时候神把重担跟压力放在你我的身上
So sometimes Jesus puts pressure and burdens upon us
有时候是生活上的挑战
Sometimes it is the challenges in our lives
有时候是教会事工上的压力
Sometimes it's pressure from holy work
有时候是信仰路上我们所面对的困难
Sometimes it's difficulties that we face in our journey of faith
你可以有选择的
And you have a choice.
你可以选择把这些你不喜欢的压力把它甩下身去啊
You have a choice to shake off this pressure that you do not like.
在朋友当中在工作的同事里面
Among all of your friends and all your coworkers.
当别人问你的信仰挑战你的信仰
When somebody asks you about your faith or challenges your faith
你不喜欢你觉得很尴尬
And you don't like this and you feel it is awkward
你可以把它甩下身啊
Then you can also toss it off of you
别人问你说啊，你信什么
And when people ask you what do you believe in
你说我姓周
And then Okay
别人说你是什么教会的
If you say, what church do you belong to?
哇这很不好意思啊觉得这个真耶稣教的名字很奇怪啊
And then you feel embarrassed because the name of a church, True Jesus Church, it doesn't sound good.
你就说我是基督教
And you say, I am a Christian.
但有时候会这样子啊那逃避甩锅就是甩掉身上的重担嘛
And sometimes we're escaping or we're trying to throw off the burden from
为什么因为怕为耶稣的名受苦啊
Because we are afraid to suffer for Jesus.
教会里面圣工也是一样啊
And it is the same in work in the church.
好做的大家抢着做。
The ones that are easy to do, then everybody fights to do those.
有压力的哦，通通跑得不见人。
When there's ones with pressure, then everybody runs away.
这个啊，这样子的啊，是没有办法成为主所用的驴驹。
And in this way, then we would not become a colt that could be used by Jesus.
所以啊，有时候你看一些青年的团契哦。
So sometimes you can see in the youth fellowships.
你看哦，那个聚餐呐、啊，哇，全部到齐呀。
When there is a gathering for a meal, then everybody shows up.
查经啊，剩下不到一半。
Well, when it's time for Bible study, then less than half are there.
自己检讨。
Then this is something we need to examine.
不只是年轻人，大人也都一样啊。
Not only for youths, but also adults.
好吃好玩的，通通都来。
When it's fun, then everybody shows up.
结束之后要打扫啊，不行，我有事情，我要先走。
After it's over, when we have to clean, then oh, sorry, I have things to do, I have to leave.
你是驴驹吗
？Are you a colt?
还是只是跑掉的那一只而已
？Are you the ones that run away?
所以在这里告诉我们说，你要成为主所用的驴驹。
And so here it says to be a colt that could be used by Lord.
你需要能够愿意承受重担。
You need to be willing to bear a weight.
要能够学会咬牙顺服到底。
You need to be able to bear with what is difficult and to continue going forward.
就好像希伯来书里面在讲到主耶稣啊。
And just like in Hebrews, it talks about Jesus.
他说他顺服到死。
It says that he was obedient to the point of death.
神就把他升为最高的。
And this is why Jesus lifted him to the exalted him to the highest glory.
所以我们从这批驴驹身上来做学习。
And so we can learn from this colt.
当主耶稣骑着这批驴驹进入圣城。
And when Jesus rode this colt into the holy city.
我们来看马可福音的第十一章。
Let us look at Mark chapter 11.
十一章。
Chapter
11. 十一章的第七节，第八节啊。
Chapter 11 verse 8.
第八节说，有许多人把衣服铺在路上，把田间的树枝砍下来铺在路上。第九节
Verse 9.
田行后随的人都喊着说，何塞纳，奉主名来的是应当称颂的。在这里呢，我们看到轰轰烈烈荣耀的一幕。
Here we see that it is a very festive and a very glorious moment.
如果你在场，如果你在那里啊，你一定也是很兴奋啊。
If you were there at the time, you would also be very excited.
我的主荣耀进圣城。
That my glorious Lord is entering the city.
荣耀归于至高何塞纳。
And may all the glory be and Hosanna be unto the name of the Lord.
很热闹哦。
It was very festive.
很开心啊。
And was a very happy.
很荣耀的一刻不是吗？
It was a very glorious moment.
但是我如果告诉你，
But if I were to tell you,
这些在路边喊着何塞纳何塞纳的人，
That these people who stood by the side of the street shouting Hosanna, Hosanna.
在不久之后就是喊着钉死他钉死他的这一群人啊。
They were the same people that not long after yelled out, crucify him, crucify him.
犹太人有一个非常大的问题。
There is a big problem for the Jews.
其实也应该不是只有犹太人啊，应该大家都一样啊。
Actually, it is not only the Jews, but it should be the same for everyone.
就是很喜欢盲从，就是跟着人家走啊。
And that is that they have they like to be followers.
你看哦，很多时候啊，那个如果有一群人在那边，你就会很好奇说，人家在干嘛？我也过去凑一下热闹哦。
And that if you see a large group of people gathered together, oftentimes you want to walk over and see what's going on too.
有时候啊，别人喊口号，哇哇，你就跟着一起喊啊。
And sometimes people are chanting something, then you may also join them.
有一次啊，我跟一个朋友在聊天。
One time I was chatting with a friend.
他很兴奋的跟我。
And he excitedly told me.
他说啊，他这次回台湾啊，有上街游行啊。
That this time when he went back to Taiwan, there was a parade on the street.
他说啊，他去逛街的时候啊。
And he said he was out on the street shopping.
看到有一大群人啊，哇，举旗抗议啊，游行啊，哦，叫嚣啊。
Was a protest?
Yeah, it's a protest.
Oh, sorry. And then so when he was on the street, he saw a lot of people shouting with signs. It was a protest.
他说啊，他本来只是要过去看一下。
And then he said originally he just wanted to walk over to see what was going on.
然后就跟着大家走。
And then he was walking along with them.
然后开始就跟着大家一起喊。
Then he started shouting along with them.
越喊越兴奋啊，哇，越喊越大声。
And then the more he shouted, the more excited he got and the louder he got.
后来我问他说啊，你知道他们在抗议什么吗？
And then I asked him, did you know what they were protesting against?
不知道啊，管他的。
He said, no, I don't know, I don't really care.
很开心。
It was very exciting, though.
所以有时候啊，人就是这样啊。
So sometimes people are like this.
别人看什么，你就跟着跑去看。
And when other people are looking at something, you want to go over and look too.
别人喊什么，你就跟着喊。
When people shout out something, you also want to shout it too.
喊到最后，你都不知道自己在喊什么。
At the very end, you're shouting, you don't even know why you're shouting.
但是有时候乱喊是需要付出代价的啊。
Sometimes there is a cost for shouting without understanding what you're doing.
你看这些耶路撒冷城的人啊。
We see that the inhabitants of Jerusalem.
当他们在那里喊着。说钉死他，钉死他。
When they were shouting, "Crucify him! Crucify!"
其中很多人啊，钉死谁？钉死谁？不知道，管他的，钉死他。
Maybe some of the people in the crowd, they did not even know who was being crucified, but they didn't care. They just shouted along.
但是喊的人都要付出代价。
But all of those who shouted had to pay the price for it.
我们就看到犹太人的历史。
We see that the in the history of the Jews.
真的是充满血泪的历史啊。
It is a history filled with sweat and tears.
因为他们喊着说啊，让这个钉死耶稣的罪归到我们跟我们子孙的身上啊。
Because as they were shouting in the crowd, they said that let the responsibility of crucifying this person be upon us and our children.
好啊，你要的啊。
Okay, this is what they themselves asked for.
所以主后七十年，罗马军队就杀入耶路撒冷啊。
And this is why in 70 AD, the Roman soldiers entered Jerusalem.
然后在历史当中，犹太人在世界各国被抛来抛去啊。
And then in human history, we see that the Jews were wanderers all throughout many different countries.
你不能讲说啊，我只是随便喊，我也不知道在喊什么啊。
They couldn't say, oh, I just didn't know what I was shouting. I just shouted.Carelessly.
跟着乱喊就要付出代价。
If you join along without understanding what you're shouting for, you will also pay the price.
所以在箴言的第十四章里面告诉我们啊。
And so in Proverbs chapter 14, it tells us.
我们看箴言的第十四章。
Proverbs chapter 14.
箴言十四章的第十五节。
Proverbs chapter 14, verse 15.
十五节。
15.
这里讲说，愚蒙人是话都信，通达人步步谨慎啊！啊，在这里圣经特别提醒我们啊。
Here the Bible especially reminds us.
他说，我们要做聪明的人，就要步步谨慎小心。
That if we want to be a prudent man, we need to consider well all of our steps.
不要人家讲什么，你就跟着跑。
Don't just follow and run along with anything that people say.
不要人家喊什么，你什么都不知道，就跟着骂，跟着喊。
The don't when you hear people shouting, you just follow along without understanding.
说到最后，你就成为愚蒙人啊。
In the end, you will become a foolish person.
所以这些在这里喊何善纳何善纳。
So the people at this scene who were shouting Hosanna, Hosanna.
不久之后却喊着钉死他钉死他。
Not long after they were shouting crucify him, crucify him.
因为对信仰没有认识。
Because they did not have an understanding in their faith.
因为在道理上面没有扎根。
Because they were not rooted in the word.
所以到最后虽然亲眼见到耶稣荣耀进圣城。
So even though they had seen, been eyewitnesses of Jesus entering the city.
却没有办法成为得着荣耀的一份子。
They were not able to, in the end, have a part in that glory.
最后我们看回来马可福音的第十一章。
Let us finally look again at Mark chapter 11.
马可福音十一章的第十一节。
Mark chapter 11, verse 11.
十一节。
11.
这里说耶稣进了耶路撒冷，入了圣殿，周围看了各样物件，天色已晚。就和十二个门徒出城往伯大尼去了。在这里整件事件的结束。
Here was a conclusion of all the events.
讲到说耶稣进入圣城又到了圣殿。
That Jesus entered the holy city and into the temple.
但是他到了晚上就离开耶路撒冷了。
But that evening he left Jerusalem.
这一句话非常重要啊。
It is a very important statement here.
是给你我一个最重要的学习跟榜样。
And this is something that is very important for you and I to learn.
当耶稣荣耀进入圣城。
When Jesus entered gloriously into the holy city.
在众人的欢呼当中来到圣殿。
He was praised and celebrated as he entered.
这应该是荣耀的一刻，是他人生事业的高峰。
This was a glorious moment, the highest point in his life.
但是耶稣却转身就离开了耶路撒冷。
But then Jesus turned and left Jerusalem.
他没有沉浸在这个人的称赞、人的赞美当中。
He did not remain there among the praise of the people.
他也没有流连在这众人给他的荣耀跟别人跟百姓给他的掌声。
He did not remain among the praise of the crowd and the applause of the people.
工作做完转身离开。
Once his work was done, he turned and he left.
为什么能够这么容易的离开这样的荣耀呢？
Why was he able to so easily leave this glorious moment?
因为主耶稣进耶路撒冷本来就不是为了得到人的荣耀。
Because the reason for Jesus to enter Jerusalem was not to receive glory in the first place.
耶稣为什么骑驴驹？
Why did Jesus ride on a colt?
为什么进圣城？
Why did he enter the holy city?
因为这是预言当中所说的。
Because it was prophesied.
既然是预言。
And because it was a prophecy.
耶稣就要完成这个预言。完成就耶稣就要完成这个预言啊。
Then Jesus need to fulfill this prophecy.
所以对主耶稣来讲，这整件的工作只是完成神的旨意。
And so in Jesus' eyes, all of this work was just to do and obey the will of God.
跟得到人的称赞跟众民夹道欢呼是没有关系的。
I had nothing to do with receiving the praise and the honor of man.
不管有没有人夹道欢呼。
Even if nobody was there to praise and honor him.
不管有没有人在这里赞美歌颂。
Even if no one was there shouting.
对主耶稣来讲是没有任何的差别的。
It would have made a difference to Lord Jesus.
因为他所做的这一切只有一个原因，只有一个目的。
Because all that he did only had one reason and one goal.
就是完成神所托付的工作。
Was to fulfill the work that God had given to him.
因为他的目标从来不在人的荣耀。
Because his goal was never on the praise of man.
所以在工作结束之后，很容易就能够转身离开。
So once he finished his work, he was very easily able to turn and leave.
但是当一个人开始享受别人的称赞跟荣耀。
But once a person starts to enjoy the praise of people.
喜欢人眼中 中的尊崇跟众人的崇敬。
And they like to be admired and praised by other people.
有时候进了耶路撒冷就不愿意离开啊。
Sometimes we would enter Jerusalem and be unable to leave.
完成重要的圣工。
After you have finished important work.
虽然嘴巴里面讲说啊，感谢主，赞美神啊。
Even though on your lips you say thank God, praise God.
心中却是啊，来再给我拍拍手，再赞美我一下。
But in your heart, you're saying, "Oh, praise me more and give me more compliments."
就离不开这荣耀的时刻。
And then you're unable to leave that moment of glory.
但是当你得到人的称赞
，But when you receive the praise of man,
你自然就失去了上头要给你的奖赏。
You have lost the reward in heaven.
哦，所以在这里，主耶稣给你我留下一个很好的榜样。
So here, Jesus leaves a very good example for us.
按照神的吩咐来完成所托付的使命。
When you do according to the will of God to complete the task he has given us.
人的称赞当中不留念，转身就离开。
After you are in the praise of people, you will not care and you will be able to turn and to leave.
而最后能够得到神所为你我预备的奖赏。
And at the very end, you can receive the reward that is prepared by God.
这是你我今天在侍奉当中留下给你我的榜样。
And this is an example that Jesus has left for you and me.
愿你我都能够成为主所用的驴驹。
May you and I become the colt that could be used by Lord Jesus.
以不显眼的外表没有能力的你我
even though on the outward appearance there's nothing much to be admired
却能够为主成就那莫大的工作
but we can still do very great work for the Lord.
一起来唱诗
let us sing hymn together.
198首
198
现在要一起来做结束的祷告。
Now we will have our concluding prayer.
主耶稣对你我都有期望。
Lord Jesus has an expectation for you and I.
他希望我们能够在这荣耀的一刻伴随在他的身边。
He hopes that we can be there with him in the moments of glory.
只有那能够承担压力 能够承受重担的才有资格参与在侍奉的路上。
And only those who are able to bear the pressure and burdens upon them are able to participate in this holy work.
那但是你我是软弱无力的。
But if we are weak and powerless,
所以主耶稣将圣灵赐给我们。
We are, so this is why Jesus has given us the Holy Spirit.
让我们借着圣灵能够得到帮助跟力量。
That through the Holy Spirit we can receive help and strength.
能够有勇气面对考验跟压力。
So that we can have courage to face our difficulties and the pressure.
所以想要在这荣耀的时刻参与在其中。
And so, we can be a part of this glorious moment.
祷告是绝对不能缺少的要素。
If we want to be, then we cannot lack prayer.
因为多祷告才多有能力。
Because the more we pray, the more power we will receive.
所以我们要常常祷告。
So we need to pray often.
求圣灵充满我们。
And ask the Holy Spirit to fill us.
能够得着上头来的力量。
And so we can receive power from above.
并且能够胜过所面对的考验。
And then we can overcome the difficulties that we face.
能够与耶稣一同迈向这荣耀的道路。
And so that we can, like Jesus, go on this path towards Jerusalem.
让我们一起同心跪下来祷告。
Let us kneel down and pray together.